Hello, this is Mr. Eddie Treadwell and Colt at Ken Ross Correctional Facility here in Michigan. And I would like to express my need to be free. You know, I've been incarcerated now for 32 years for a crime, trying to defend myself by individuals trying to kill me, the same individuals who killed my brother in the city of Detroit. And I end up with a lot of time in prison. Now, throughout these years in prison, I have had a lot of ups and downs and a lot of losses in my family and everything. And, you know, started having more of a sense of the value and importance of life, right? And how one should appreciate his life, his existence here on earth. And not just merely existing, but being able to live a life which is satisfying, whereas that you can provide assistance and information and guidance and support to others. Right? Your life is not as worthy as it is that you just living and existing. It don't have value when you are able to do for others. You know. It's a life. God gave us a life as a blessing, and he shortened it to make it more so of a blessing. Right? We must live every day of our life like it's our last, because one day it will be. And he who neglects his present moment lose all that he has. Right? So I've been neglected a lot of moments in prison, you know, but I have went deep down into myself and found a reason to live, right? That I have something to offer. You know, that I have a lot of things that I want to do, that I want to see in the world. You know, I want to be of assistance and value to others. You know, I want to be able to love and others and receive love in return and make my life worth living, make my life have a sense of value, you know, not being confined in the Michigan Department of Corrections around a whole bunch of individuals who, for the most part, is aimlessly wandering through life. With no purpose or sense of direction, right? We just adapting to our environments and learning to live within that environment, not to overcome and transcend the environment, which I think is real important for a person who finds himself in the conditions that is not so suited for his growth and development. We must try to transcend the environment and don't become to be a victim of your environment. And once I become able to obtain my release from prison, then I break the chains. I break the chains which is holding me back to the point where I cannot shine my brightest in the world and be the best that I can be. You know, there's a limit on the things that I can do inside of prison. And this is the limit of the physical imprisonment that hinders me. So I need to be able to move and connect with other individuals, the same type of minded individuals who are striving to make the best of their existence and be of benefit and value to themselves and the world. Right? Because there's a lot of strong men in prison, you know, who's waiting on opportunity to be released. And I'm looking forward to an opportunity to be released so I can give back to the world. You know, I end up taking a life which wasn't my intentions, but it ended up happening based upon the circumstances surrounding my case there in the ghetto in Detroit. Right? So now I come to be a victim of my environment. But I don't live as a victim. I live as one who have overcame the conditions in which the cards in which I was dealt by being a black individual, a man of color in the ghetto. You know, these are things we must fight and overcome. So my mind has overcame, but my physical is still trapped. My mind is free, but my body is still trapped. I have to get my mind, my body, and soul on the same path, on the same level. Then I can be all I can be. You know, people have the tendency that mind is pure, but their hearts is pure, but their minds is distorted. You know, and distorted by the things in which they accept to be their truth. Right. My mind have come to be free, and I come to analyze and evaluate things in which I believe and accept as being my truth, but my body is still incarcerated. My heart is still incarcerated. I'm still confined. I'm still restricted. So I need to be free. I need to be the bird that let loose from the cage so I can soar and be the best that I can be and let my light shine to help further the race and the people in whom I come in contact with. I would like to be that blessing that make everyone's day pleasant. You know, have kind words and encouraging words to express to those who are in need of some type of inspiration and motivation. So with that, I will leave you as I came in peace. And if you would like to contact me, you can contact me on JPay here at Michigan Department of Corrections, Mr. Eddie Treadwell, or on my, email, Mr. Eddie Treadwell at gmail.com. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.